From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. Patricia R. Doxey reports in the Daily Freeman that Democrat Pat Ryan and Republican Mark Molinaro together wrote an opinion piece asking for the Biden administration and state leaders to do more to clean the harmful polychlorinated biphenyls from the Hudson River. General Electric dumped PCBs in the Hudson River for decades, and they recently finished cleaning up some of the toxins, but not all. Ryan and Molinaro wrote that the company needs, and I quote, to make good on its stated mission by acknowledging that the cleanup performed to date fails to meet the basic legal and moral test of protecting public health and the environment, end quote. They want Governor Kathy Hochul, Attorney General Letitia James, federal trustee agencies, and the U.S. Department of Justice to negotiate, and I quote, a comprehensive settlement with GE to clean and restore the river, end quote. Ryan and Molinaro represent the 18th and 19th congressional districts, respectively. Currently, the EPA is finalizing a five-year review of the cleanup so far, which was of the upper Hudson River above Troy. Now GE is supposed to study the lower portion of the river between the Troy Dam and the mouth of the New York Harbor to determine the next steps of the cleanup. GE must fund water, sediment, and fish tests along that stretch of the Hudson for PCBs and other contaminants beginning this year under the terms of a legal administrative agreement reached in 2022. Molinaro said in an interview, April 7th, and I quote, we have one opportunity to restore the Hudson River and ensure that those who are responsible must be held accountable. We will not have this opportunity again. The value and impact of the Hudson River is real. What people believe the Hudson River to be is important. To know that it was damaged by pollutants, that we had this chance to restore its value and vibrancy, and we didn't push to end, is a mistake that future generations will not forgive, end quote. Read more about this story in the Daily Freeman. Sten Spinella and Matt Martinez report in the Berkshire Eagle that the March 14th nor'easter caused a lot of damage to local forests, and tree professionals in Berkshire County are overwhelmed now during their busiest season. Noah Kelly, co-owner of Kelly Brothers Tree Service of Pittsfield, said, and I quote, usually somewhere in late March, early April is when we just get hammered with calls. It's not a bad problem to have. It just always happens the same way each year. We always think we're ready for it, and we're not, end quote. But this year has been worse. Sean Grady, Pittsfield traffic superintendent, said the city has been busy with downed tree branches for the past 3 weeks, calling in extra help from Northern Tree Services. They are most concerned about hangers or dangling limbs that can pose a threat to residents or electric lines. While some falling tree limbs are dangerous, others have more emotional resonance. Jim Stockinas, who lives across the street from the Clarksburg Town Hall, lost a large maple tree in his backyard. Though it did not cause any damage, Stockinas said, and I quote, my family and I love that maple in the backyard, and we feel a loss there, but we were fortunate, end quote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Noah Eckstein reports in the Times Union that ice boating on the Hudson River might be a thing of the past because of climate change. The Encyclopedia Britannica says the Poughkeepsie Ice Yacht Club formed in 1865. Red Hook resident Richard Aldrich is a member of the Hudson River Ice Yacht Club, founded in 1885 by John A. Roosevelt. He said, and I quote, I'm still attached to the way things were, end quote. The Hudson River Ice Yacht Club did not do any boating this past winter because of warm temperatures and thin ice. Dan Shapley, co-director of the Science and Patrol Program at the activist group Riverkeeper, said, and I quote, the trend is already there. We have many fewer winters with ice, and we will have fewer days below freezing in the future. The New York Climate Change Science Clearinghouse predicts about 114 days a year between 2023 and 2027 with a minimum temperature of at least 32 degrees. But that will be closer to 40 days a year below freezing in 2099. John Spear, an ice boater since 1982 and treasurer of the Hudson River Ice Yacht Club, said, and I quote, "It used to be we'd get skunked 1 year out of every 10 or 1 year out of 20. What's happening now is we get 1 year out of every 8 or 10 years. There's just no more dependable ice in the Hudson Valley, and the problem is global warming," end quote. So Spear plans to move to Maine, where it will be colder. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Andrea Meko reports for Porcupine Soup that it is spring now, and the New York State Department of Environmental Conservation is reminding New Yorkers to remove or secure all outdoor food sources to black bear visits. The DEC estimates that bird feeders are involved in more than 80% of the bear incidents around homes. They recommend not filling them up until November 1st. DEC wild bird biologist Jeremy Hirsch said, and I quote, "They can easily find food in bird feeders, garbage cans, pet food, in any livestock feed that you store outside. So really, those are the targets that we want to remove from the outside space to make sure they are not a problem for bears," end quote. Anyone getting repeated visits from bears should call the DEC Region 4 office, which covers Albany, Columbia, Delaware, Greene, Montgomery, Otsego, Rensselaer, Schenectady, and Schoharie counties. The number is 518-357-2234. Hirsch said, and I quote, "We may need to intervene to try to teach the bear that this is not appropriate behavior," end quote. Read more about this story at Porcupine Soup. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. You can visit our website at WGXC.org for local weather updates, public meetings, a community calendar, or COVID-19 updates. And while you're there, please click on the donate button to become a WGXC sustaining supporter or make a one-time donation. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.